Time Warner Audiobooks presents A Wedding in December, written by Anita Shreve and read by Linda Emond.
Friday. The glaciers are receding, Nora said, peering through the window as if she could see the progress of those glaciers some 10,000 miles north. I read it in the paper this morning. The view, Harrison had noted before he'd sat down, was of still green lawns and dormant rose bushes, of a wrought iron fence and a garden bench, of ornamental grasses and white pines. Beyond the considerable acreage was a steel ribbon of river, and beyond that a range of mountains, blue-gray in the morning light. The birds must be confused, he said. They are. I see them flying north all the time. Is it bad for business? No, not really. No one's canceled, though the ski areas are suffering. Nora left the window and moved to the chair opposite. He watched her cross her legs, a cuff riding just above the edge of a black leather boot, and making a slim bracelet of smooth white skin. Harrison superimposed the woman he saw now over the memory of the 17-year-old girl he'd once known, a girl with a soft face and large almond-shaped eyes, a girl who had been graceful in her movements. The woman before him was 44, and some of the softness had left her face. Her hair was different, too. She wore it short, swept behind her ears, a cut that looked more European than American. When they'd met just moments earlier at the foot of the stairs in the front hallway, Nora had been standing at a small reception desk. She'd glanced up and had seen Harrison, and for a moment, she'd examined him as an innkeeper might a guest one had not yet attended to. Harrison, she'd said then, advancing.